In low- and middle-income countries today, more than one in 10 patients who undergo surgery are infected in the process, millions of people. The World Health Organization, or WHO, believes that no one should get sick while seeking or receiving care. So it's asked 20 leading experts to come up with recommendations that should be followed by health professionals and patients before, during, and after surgery. In Africa, up to one in five women who have a cesarean section contract an infection. This compromises their own health and their ability to care for their babies. The problem of surgical infection is growing around the world too. In the United States, it contributes to a $900 million bill to look after patients who need to stay in hospital for extra treatment. The new guidelines from the WHO range from simple precautions, such as ensuring that patients bathe or shower before surgery, to guidance on the best sutures to use. Addressing antibiotic resistance is also a key element of the WHO campaign. The drugs are needed to treat infections, but the UN agency says that antibiotics should not be used after surgery, as is often the case. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.